Discovery House Audio presents Along the Road, How Jesus Used Geography to Tell God's Story. Written and narrated by John Beck.
Introduction. Come, follow me. With these words, Jesus invited Peter and Andrew to join him on a lifelong walk. And when Jesus said walk, he literally meant walk. Most of Jesus' teaching was done outdoors as he walked along the road. He led his listeners to specific locations, then knit his lessons into the soil and scenery. At times, Jesus simply took advantage of what was in view. He spoke about a city on a hill, farmers in the fields, and birds of the air. But on other walks, there is more to a location than what lies on the surface. Jesus gives us the same invitation he offered to Peter and Andrew. Come, follow me on a walk along the road so I can tell you more of God's story. When we walk to those places, whether in actuality or as listeners, we may experience what I call geographic deja vu, the feeling that we've been in these places before. This is exactly why Jesus brings us to places like this. He's inviting us to revisit the backstory, the memories contained in these locations, so we can build a new lesson on them. This book is about places like that. We are organizers. When we consider how we organize and study the contents of our Bible, we will more easily see this relationship between places, what happened here before, and what we can learn from them today. It goes without saying, though it won't here, that each of us is an organizer. We organize the cookware in our kitchens. We organize the clothing in our closets. We organize the tools in our workshops. We organize in part because there are things that naturally belong together. Although no two people, not even those living in the same house, organize their stuff in precisely the same way, all of us organize by putting together things that belong together. Ways we organize our Bible. We not only organize the things we own, we also organize the contents of our Bible. Now, it is true that all of the pages of our Bible belong together because they all come from the mind of our one God. But some Bible passages read most naturally in the company of others. So, we organize our Bible reading. Let's consider three ways in which we do this. First, we can organize the contents of our Bible against the passage of time, that is, chronologically. Some stories occur at or near the same time. Others occur centuries apart. When we organize the Bible chronologically, we bring books and Bible passages together that share a similar moment in history. For example, it's natural for us to read Ezra and Nehemiah together because they discuss the era immediately following the return of Israel from exile in Babylon. We will find it helpful to read Lamentations, which grieves the destruction of Jerusalem, together with the description of that event in 2 Kings chapter 25 and 2 Chronicles chapter 36. And we will benefit from reading the New Testament epistles with an ear tuned to the story of the early church in Acts. In all these cases, we are organizing the Bible's content chronologically. We can also organize the contents of our Bible topically, that is, in theological categories. The Holy Spirit often inspired Bible authors to write about similar topics.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?